Episode 16, Issue Responses 2416 through 2612. Response 2416. Modesty and respectful dressing. Response 2417. N/A covered all the topics I would say are an issue. Response 2418. People born before VAT 2 know this from their growing up training. Born after? Have they even been made aware of prior VAT 2 Latin Mass? Response 2419. USCCB not demanding Mass and the Eucharistic to the faithful. First Amendment. Response 2420. The whole novice ordo is the problem. When every practicing Catholic realizes what has been stolen from them and they return to tradition, the TLM, then and only then will there be a Eucharistic revival. Your programs will count for nothing without returning to the Mass of the ages. Response 2421. The Pope encouraging people in mortal sin to come forth and be one with the Church. Response 2422. Ve pur catechesis. The Baltimore Catechism was very strong in educating Catholics in their faith. Lack of respect for Jesus in the Eucharist, modesty in dress not even mentioned. Short shorts and immodest dresses are not appropriate for Mass. Response 2423. Poor catechism. Parents not upholding and living Catholic faith. Response 2424. Our Pope is a Jesuit and should have never become Pope. His liberal agenda does not fit with the role he plays for our faith, he needs to be removed. Response 2425. Failure to educate / sermon on evils of abortion and the Church moving into social justice. IVF is killing a child and should be brought out in the sermons. Response 2426. Another issue I believe that should be addressed is that, this is semi sequitur, many of the priests, deacons, and laity do not participate in biblical and conciliar studies to aid in the understanding of cradle Catholic Christians. I do additionally believe that there should be more representation for the Eastern Rites in our Church since they have not lost their identities and their understanding of the Most Holy Eucharist. If these go up, I believe the laity will have a better chance in not just informing each other, but attract heretics, schismatics, and non-Christians back to God. Response 2427. Pope Francis equating Catholics with Muslims. Acceptance of sodomites. Priests afraid of political bishops. Blessing and allowance of Eucharist for couples living together. Response 2428. Not kneeling when the tabernacle is being opened. Response 2429. It is bigger than just a lack of belief in the Eucharist, which is bad enough. But, there is a growing lack of belief in God, Himself. We are becoming a pagan nation. People educated in the faith are now agnostic or atheist. Response 2430. Failure to emphasize the first Fridays and first Saturdays, learning about saints, and adoration. Response 2431. Lack of belief in Catholicism as Jesus intended coming from the Vatican. Response 2432. Lack of priests maintaining the canonical digits upon consecration and being overly casual in the purification of the vessels. Response 2433. Teaching children of the real presence. I went to Catholic grade school and high school and never got that education. Response 2434. Poor catechisms. Response 2435. Encouraging members to come even in very casual attire along with lack of teaching does not promote reverence to our Lord. We should honor Him at Mass and long to be fed with His body and blood. Response 2436. Pitiful homilies that don't catechize the flock so that we are less aware of our sinfulness and thereby less aware of our need for the sacraments. Response 2437. Lack of living out the faith every day at home, in thriving families that are not broken. Response 2438. The younger generation doesn't want to be tied down to one ideology. They like to experience things immediately. Response 2439. Both clerics and lay people treating their Catholic faith as something on the side, not the main point, purpose and fulfillment of their vocation and life. It needs to inundate our very existence in our culture the way that it has in years past, many years. Right now it is just one little thing we do sometimes. Bring the two faith, including the real presence in the Eucharist, back into people's lives in a cultural and personal way. Response 2440. The priest's overall lack of reverence for the Eucharist during Mass. Allowing all kinds of people around the altar and the tabernacle during Mass and afterwards. The Eucharist is treated just like a special piece of art, but nothing sacred. There are lay men and women who are going Eucharistic ministers standing around the altar without kneeling or showing any reverence for something sacred. Everybody just walks by the Eucharist like it's nothing. Anybody can go in and out of the tabernacle. No patterns. The training of male altar servers not only increased reverence for the Eucharist, but also awakened vocations and young boys. Now the altar servers don't do much of anything and there's a bunch of girls mixed in. I am a woman, but this is ridiculous. Response 2441. The laity, that would be me, have become lax in our gestures of reverence, i.e. during procession and recession, genuflecting as the cross-bearer passes with Christ on the cross, and bowing as the priest passes. Response 2442. Different cultures make a difference when you can't understand anything they say. Response 2443. The way the church handled COVID. Many people still feel that faith fell far below science. It was also very sad how the rules during COVID at church greatly differed from the rules at Catholic schools. At one point our children were faced with restrictions in school, yet while attending Mass, these restrictions didn't exist. Response 2444. Use of patens. Canonical digits. Response 2445. Get rid of Novus Ordo. We need Latin Mass immediately. Stop the Catholic Church from involvement with illegal immigration. It is demoralizing. Our Pope is a heretic. I won't tolerate him disciplining our devout clergy anymore. Response 2446. Very lax Catholic media presentations on TV and social media, which emphasize the social aspects of the Mass. Response 2447. Lack of ringing the handbells during consecration, no reading the words of the consecration slowly and meaningfully. Response 2448. The sexual revolution and living in an increasingly secular culture. Response 2449. We have priests and religious who do not believe in the real presence. We see people like Biden and Pelosi, who legislate killing in the womb, and the Pope calling them good Catholics. Many have not only left the Eucharist but the Church. We the laity desire a holy Church, one that serves God. We are so embarrassed to be called Catholic, we have started going to a Mission Orthodox Church, where we are unable to receive the Most Holy Eucharist, we may convert. Response 2450. I think we need to hear homilies of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist and the benefits of His presence within us. We need to savor the time after receiving Him and offer prayers of thanksgiving. People should be informed to socialize after Mass in the foyer. It's disrespectful to socialize in the presence of our Lord. Also, greeting your neighbor, blah. Response 2451. Priest homily, they often just repeat what many of us have already read prior to Mass. They need to apply the message to current events and then teach on a major subject out of catechism that will help us to grow. Example, how to not just pray but how to talk to God, understand how the Holy Spirit is in our souls, how to talk to your guardian angel and teach about specify saints that can help with troubling issues in one's life. Response 2452. Receiving the Holy Eucharist standing. Altar rails need to be used, and if there are none, then build them. Response 2453. Lay people immodestly dressed to receive Holy Communion. Response 2454. The teaching of the difference between the Catholic beliefs and those of our Protestant brothers and sisters. Response 2455. You have already mentioned the homosexuality in the church, but for me this is a killer. I absolutely will not attend at the Mass if I believe the priest is a homosexual. Response 2456. We need to examine the failures going on in Catholic families, the domestic church. Parents have more opportunities for catechesis than any priest, bishop, or lay school teacher ever will. Also, we need to fix Catholic schools or abandon them. Response 2457. Priests that do not show reverence during the consecration of the Mass. Response 2458. Lectors, especially female. Response 2459. Vatican leadership. Response 2460. The Pope, I don't believe he is a true man of God, gives communion to pro-abortion politicians such as Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden. I think this Pope is evil. Response 2461. Lack of emphasis on communal singing during the assembly's procession and reception of Holy Communion, failure to veil the chalice, ciborium, monstrance, and tabernacle. Response 2462. Removing ringing the bells, communion rail, too many people handing out communion and wine. Lack of proper dress, woman's head uncovered. Response 2463. Important for the Catholic Church to be crystal clear on abortion being the murder of unborn children. Having Biden, Pelosi openly support abortion and be able to receive communion is totally unacceptable. Encourage priests to deny Holy Communion to those who openly are divorced and cone to church and receive communion. Be firm as they were decades ago. Response 2464. Most parishes don't give out communion wine anymore. Response 2465. Constant conflict with Rome on all matters directly impacts our sacramental life and the life of the Church. Response 2466. Not nearly enough pastoral guidance on the importance of social justice. Becoming more of a political lightning rod, especially supporting candidates solely on being pro-life when they are pro-birth. Response 2467. More opportunities for confession. Response 2468. 1. Use of a paten. 2. Lack of emphasis for relevant feast days such as Corpus Christi and for the most sacred blood. 3. Failure to promote adoration among the laity, especially children. Response 2469. More preaching from the pulpit on the real presence, more involvement of priests and deacons in parochial school and PSR re the Eucharist. More emphasis in our schools and youth groups on Eucharistic adoration. More emphasis on Eucharistic adoration at parish level, including families. Response 2470. Casual, indifferent and cowardly priests. Bishops, and horrible cardinals that are canceling the holy priests. Bergoglio. Response 2471. The lack of faith in the clergy, especially bishops, the obsession to be in good stand with the world. And the failure to talk about hell and purgatory, God justice. Response 2472. Confession is a must before receiving the Eucharist, and returning to using the communion rail. Response 2473. Lack of belief of some clergy in the real presence of Jesus being in the Eucharist. Response 2474. The fact that only 40% of the clergy believes in the real presence is alarming. How can they be with sincere consciousness teaching, express, and pass on the love for the real presence to the flock if they themselves don't believe in it? I believe that this is the greatest problem of all. Wondering if those priests are actually infiltrated. Response 2475. Failure to administer communion to other than Catholics. Response 2476. I feel the way people dress should be addressed. I feel the quiet in church and the space in the church building, as you enter, should be addressed so a reverence persists the moment one enters this holy place. Response 2477. Bishops and priests not believing in the real presence and not adhering Catholic doctrine. Response 2478. Remove the Pope. Response 2479. Protestantism infecting the Church and Catholics. Response 2480. Educate on inappropriate clothing for Mass. Response 2481. Catechesis for the family as to sacramental importance. And this encouragement from the pulpit by the clergy. Response 2482. Modern Protestantism promoting false doctrine in America. Removing TLM. Lack of parish involvement in community outside of a Mass. Response 2483. The casual approach the Church is taking regarding the real presence. Probably receiving in the hand says the most. How can a person's hand that was just picking his nose be touching God? If two gay priests are living in sin, how can they create and eat Jesus' body and blood? Response 2484. So many Catholics no longer believe in Catholic teachings or don't even know what the Church teaches. What so many Catholics believe is more like what their Protestant friends believe. There is very little difference between many novice Ordo Mass, ES and Protestant church services. Catholic Mass, ES are so casual now and often seem to have more of a social gathering. Response 2485. Extremely poor catechism taught by laity. Also the use of paten when receiving the Holy Eucharist. Response 2486. Failure to encourage attending daily Mass and frequent confession. Response 2487. Stripping of the altars and the casual dress and attitude of parishioners. Response 2488. Protestantized influence in novice Ordo Mass, need to return to traditional Latin Mass. Response 2489. The loss of the belief in the dogma that outside the Church there is no salvation. Response 2490. By not educating the faithful regarding the numerous great saints of the past who were well known for amazing miracles that were connected to the actions of the Holy Eucharist. Miracles of cures, and miraculous conversions of infamous sinners. Response 2491. The shutting down closing churches during COVID. Catholic churches were closed by bishops before government orders. Constitution protected churches from closure, other religions fought and won court rulings to open churches. No problems with health emergency shopping at stores, but could not visit the Lord and pray in Catholic Church. Do bishops and clergy really believe in true presence, or just on stage performing? Closure of churches, adoration chapels without input from parishioners. Manufactured priest shortages by bishops in U.S. Removing neighborhood locations housing Jesus without explained justification. Elimination of public Eucharistic events, 40 hours devotion, exposition, benediction, etc. Scandals involving ordained priests who should be defrocked but allowed to continue to. Words of consecration rattled off like any other written word. One wonders if priest actually believes or intends for the transubstantiation or just going through some motions, reading a script. Response 2492. Laity not understanding faith and reason work together. Liturgy, public worship, being more focused on the community than worshiping God. Response 2493. Loss of consecrated nuns teaching catechism whose lives are devoted completely to Jesus in the Eucharist. Response 2494. Priests don't believe and preach the gospel to help us to come to the Lord, their homily are empty, we are fighting evil in our own families and have no strength to keep fighting, our teens are turning into homosexual stuff or suicide or drugs, we need more prayer, more rosaries and encouragement for men to be men and take control of their families. But our priests are weak or they can only allow so much by their superiors. Response 2495. Communion in the hands. Response 2496. Use of patterns, using candles to proceed before the Lord when He is being moved. And more public processions, not just doing donuts in the parish parking lot. Response 2497. Priests who, in confession, dismiss some sins, in particular, sins of impurity, create a casual approach to both sacraments, confession, Holy Eucharist. People in a state of grace receive God worthily, growing them instead of hindering their souls. If people cannot discern sin properly because priests are lying to them in the confessional, we have a greater problem. Our overall church has grown lazy and cannot sacrifice well as a whole. Response 2498. Abortion and same-sex marriage should be taught as sin. Response 2499. Allowing dancing and other activities in the Mass. It should only be the liturgy of the Word and liturgy of the Eucharist and reverent hymns/music. Response 2500. That all churches need to have the tabernacle in the church and not off somewhere else, even adoration chapel, needs to be in the church. Response 2501. The failure to endorse the doctrine around sin. Preaching everyone is saved no matter what. Why have a sacrificial God if everyone is going to heaven? Response 2502. Continued use of the Spirit of Vatican II creates issues and unbelief in the Eucharist. Response 2503. Removal of numerous genuflections by the priest after the consecration. Confession not held immediately before Mass. Removal of multiple confiteors. Failure to instruct about and enforce proper attire for Mass. Offering the Eucharist to laity in both species. Clergy casual handling of Eucharist, handling with their entire hand rather than thumb and first finger, leaving dirty dishes on a tray off to the side after Mass rather than meticulously gathering and consuming every last drop and morsel, administering to the laity standing and in the hand rather than kneeling and on the tongue, and with only the vague words body/blood of Christ, rather than the prayers designed for this purpose, the elimination of bells to signify especially sacred moments during the canon, removal of the instances wherein servers kiss the hand of the clergy and his garments. Basically, we just need to return to the Mass of Pope Saint Pius V. Response 2504. Improper catechism. Response 2505. Lack of being taught. People are being formed by the culture and current societal pressures to be inclusive and not to judge anyone's actions. Also, if we believe and live out our faith in a heroic way, holiness would attract and draw others to Jesus. Not the music what we do, but by truly being transformed into Christians will attract. We must love and not hate. We have to be transformed by His body, blood and divinity. Response 2506. I see extraordinary ministers joking about consuming the remaining cup when returning to the sacristy after communion. Give it to, you know how he loves his wine, etc. Response 2507. The church is a safe haven in the community. The church needs to become more community-based and encourage more people to celebrate Mass again. Response 2508. Return to the traditional Catholic faith, Latin Mass, and traditional sacraments, and these problems will be solved. The problem started with Vatican II and introducing a watered-down, Protestantized novice ordo liturgy and sacraments, along with adopting ecumenism and humanism, and a failure to acknowledge Christ as King over the whole world, and the Church as the only true Church. Replacing the Catholic Church, i.s. the Church of Christ with substitute in, is a culmination of many heresies and resulted in this cataclysmic departure from the faith and one true Church. I am a Protestant convert and came for the unaltered truth, without deviation or confusion, and that is only found in the Church that existed prior to Vatican II and still follows all of the Church's teaching for the last 2,000 years. I came into the Novus Ordo, but could easily see the Protestant influences that I had left behind, so I researched, and moved to the Latin Mass, and will never, ever return to the New Mass and Vatican II religion. It is not Catholic. The Church did not need reforming prior to Vatican II. It needed to obey Our Lady of Fatima but did not. The Mass Ave failure of the Novus Ordo and Vatican II reforms are painfully obvious for all who have eyes to see and ears to hear. Open your eyes, your hearts, and your souls. The world is in grave peril, hanging by a thread. Time is running out. Stop trying to fix what was never broken and simply return to the true Catholic faith. God did not make a mistake in guiding her for 1962 years before that dreaded council. Response 2509. Talk about sin, the difference between mortal and venial sin, why it's necessary to go to confession so people aren't receiving sacrilegious communions. Explain what Mass is, and stop with all the distractions like clapping, liturgical dancing, rock and roll music, and clapping after a homily. Stop treating the Mass as if it's entertainment and maybe the laity won't either. Response 2510. No preaching about the devil and his tricks enough. Response 2511. Lack of theocentric emphasis in catechizing, preaching, and liturgy, the busyness and impossible to follow variations of the NO, dysfunction from the get-go, cf. Concern about announcements and activities rather than, I go to the altar of God, of to the dysfunction of the sign of peace in liturgical placement and practice. The abysmal leadership from our shepherds, pastors, BPS, red caps, and current pope, ecclesiastical climbing, corruption and the homosexual cronyism from seminaries, diocese up to Rome, word is it is likely over 50% seminaries to cardinals with accompanying deceit, lack of enforcement, firm discipline, and expulsion for violations of tradition and morals for both individuals and organizations of all sorts. Response 2512. Canceling holy priests and excommunicating holy clergy. Allowing dancing and balloons and dragons and bubbles at Holy Mass is horrible. Response 2513. The lack of priests visiting the people of God and look like an ordinary civilian. Response 2514. I believe that the impact of the elimination of Gregorian chant cannot be understated. It is a Mass Ave and devastating loss for Catholic culture, all of which, said culture, lifts our hearts to the heavens, driving us to seek worthiness in the eyes of Almighty God. Response 2515. 1. Changing stance on abortion. 2. Increasing elements of woke thinking, i.e. non-Christian thinking. 3. Collaboration with satanic elements in the global governance structure. Response 2516. Failure to instruct people on the importance of modesty in attire as a form of reverence to the Lord. Allowing female lectors. Allowing lay people on the altar, especially during Mass. Response 2517. Explaining what mystery means in the Eucharist. Response 2518. The sacrificial element and propitious nature of the prayer during Mass. The lack of attention to the crumbs of the Eucharist, the use of tables and emphasis on a meal, the reduction of the sacrificial role of the priest, the idea we are to be entertained while at Mass. Response 2519. Failure of parents to remove young children who are disruptive to the cry room. This is a major issue for those who seek concentration/reflection during Mass. Response 2520. Failure to properly prepare children for their First Communion. Allowing First Communions to become a secular, cultural celebration rather than a major sacramental event. Response 2521. 1. Reminding laity reception is only necessary during Easter season. Major. 2. Changing of the calendar, moderate. 3. Frequent reception during the Mass of the laity and not offering after Mass on occasion. Major. In my opinion, this psychologically has conditioned many/most Catholics to expect it. It also, through pressure, has likely caused people to go up and receive unworthily so to avoid embarrassment of staying in the pew. To be clear, I'm not saying this happening often and would need to be the new norm, because I believe what Pope Pius X said on frequent reception. 4. More emphasis on spiritual communion, major. Response 2522. Failure to distinguish between the true transubstantiation, Catholic Eucharist, versus various devout and respectful but ultimately invalid quasi-Eucharists in non-Catholic churches. Failure to stop Eucharistic sacrilege, e.g. celebrity photo ops of communion received by people who openly, unrepentantly, flagrantly reject Catholic faith and morals. Careless storage of the consecrated species, e.g. in a cheap ordinary-looking box, tabernacle, in a corner of the sacristy with few or no signs that our Lord is present in a miraculous way. Response 2523. It was turned into a ritual years ago, get back to gathering to discuss God and His beauty. No show with flash and dance needed, just gathering to thank Him for His many blessings. Response 2524. The politics and activism in the Church, from COVID to the environment. We need shepherds who teach us about faith and become closer to Christ and not activists and narrative pushers. Response 2525. Lack of church teaching and doctrinal instruction in homilies. Response 2526. 60 years of awful catechism classes. We are now reaping what we sowed. Disrespect by priests in the sanctuary. Attitudes of church leadership. Response 2527. Association with Donald Trump. Undue criticism of the Pope. Response 2528. Attire. Dress like going to a banquet. Response 2529. Individualism, liberalism, and modernism in society, these all place the principle of judgment of truth in the internal forum rather than the external, i.e. reality, the Church, which have not been adequately addressed by the clergy in their preaching and teaching. Response 2530. The Marian modesty of women. The approval of the absence of veiling. The blatant political influence during petitions. The absence of the Baltimore Catechism in teaching and recruiting new Catholics. Response 2531. Pope Francis. Response 2532. Pope speaks out of line. Response 2533. Priests and catechists need to educate the laity on the Eucharistic miracles which have been studied scientifically, the apparitions of our Blessed Mother Mary all over the world, her role in the Church, the power of praying the Rosary, sacramentals, what we need to do to sanctify our lives, purgatory, how fallen angels negatively impact our lives and world current events. This education can be offered in small group gatherings at church in order to build community. Priests should show more reverence by speaking less about everyday matters, personal problems, and more about heavenly things, so that going to church feels more like ascending to heaven and being in the presence of God and not just another social gathering. Response 2534. Having grown up before Vatican II, I watched how it undermined everything about our faith and made it more Protestant with the long-term diabolical plan to take us into the one-world religion of the one-world order. Everything had to trivialize our faith in order to incorporate all religions together. Response 2535. Not using communion rail. Response 2536. Praying the novice ordo offertory audibly. Response 2537. I would say that when people live a style of life in the secular world that is sinful or not consistent with the faith, that affects the person's willingness and interest in fully embracing the faith. They will be attracted to watered-down teaching because it will make them feel their sin is not very severe. Those faithful who are in situations incompatible with the faith need stronger support in changing those situations. Response 2538. The failure to speak out about issues regarding the USA and world. Cowardness when it came to closing churches, masking up, lockdowns and mandates. Going along with laicizing priests who speak the truth about the Catholic faith as passed down through generation. Hobnobbing with politicians. Not publicly cruising Biden for his abortion stance and on and on. Most of them are cowards, a lot are obese and more concerned about their own welfare than that of the church. I haven't read any of them, with the exception of a few, speak out about Vigano's excommunication, or the Pope's efforts to shut down the Latin Mass, or many of his other efforts to destroy the Catholic faith as Jesus taught us. Response 2539. People being poorly catechized for over 50 years. The Church has been infected with social/communist philosophy. It has not stood up and set itself apart. Lost moral authority. Response 2540. 1. One's education/formation. For my part, I was educated to understand the world in a way that created extraordinary doubt and obstacles to believing. Evolution, Big Bang, the ontological flattening of the universe, in which there are just fundamental particles that collide, i.e., no spiritual dimension to the universe, etc. I believe many Catholics in the pews have been at least implicitly trained to view the world in such a way that, although in their heart they might earnestly want to believe, yet in their mind they have certain false understandings with which they can't reconcile that belief. This interior conflict, especially given the present liturgical abuses, will almost inevitably end is disbelief about the Eucharist and even, as I have personally witnessed with my brother, resentment towards Catholics for claiming such a belief which, to such a person, clearly can't be true given the attitude/understanding of Catholics. My studies in Thomistic philosophy and theology have completely transformed my mind from the way it was formed in public school. 2. The lack of reverence for Holy Scripture and lack of understanding that the Catholic view is that every word was written by the sacred author at the dictation of the Holy Spirit. After all, this is where Catholic belief about the Eucharist comes from. If we can't even believe that, e.g., Moses really wrote the Pentateuch and the Great Flood was real, how can we possibly believe in the Eucharist? I refer you to John 5 verses 46-47. Response 2541. Choosing a heretical pope. Response 2542. The purposeful restriction of TLM options in dioceses around the country. Statistics reveal the faithful of the TLM are far more in tune with their faith and the teachings of the Church. Response 2543. Never hear about abortion, how evil it is from altar. Priest never talk about how bad. Response 2544. Ushering everyone up to communion by rows. Response 2545. First, combining the two issues of the laity receiving Holy Communion in their hands, which is a grave abuse, with standing, which is not an abuse per se, is deceptive. Giving Holy Communion in the hand should be coupled with the use of extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, which are never necessary in normal circumstances. Ending these two abuses will at least double the belief in the real presence in a very short time. Most parishes still perpetuate the abuse by calling them Eucharistic ministers. This indicates that the clergy is lukewarm and not attentive to him. 2. Genuflecting whenever passing the tabernacle. 3. The use of artificial lighting in churches rather than candles and natural light, which attune souls more easily to prayer. 4. Offering confession before each Mass so as to properly prepare souls to receive him in a state of grace. 5. True spiritual worship and adoration, especially by the clergy. 6. Proper attire by both clergy and laity. 7. True, living faith of clergy, whereas all their words and actions flow from and are consistent with their belief. Response 2546. Communion in the hand. It should be only on the tongue for so many reasons. Response 2547. Remind laity that the priest is the active confector of the sacrifice on the altar. Our designation as priests does not mean that we, the laity, must be active participants, vocal responses, taking up the offertory bread and wine, etc., in offering the sacrifice. It is enough that our reverent presence is active enough. Response 2548. Modesty of how to dress for the Mass, the veil that it is not a piece of lace on your head, purgatory. There is so many young Catholics that know to pray for the souls, the simple things that have been lost over years, like you don't sit down till the priest sits and leaving early because you received communion, the prayer and meaning of beating your chest 3 times during concentration, the little things that add up to the reverence. In respect of the Mass and the priest. Response 2549. Women on the altar. Having women readers or allowing women to set up the altar instead of the altar boys. Allowing women to walk in and out of the sacristy like it's their own house. Women need to know their place in the church and stay off the altar unless they are part of the altar guild who help to clean the altar linens, etc. Women need to return to wearing the mantilla. Be humble. The dress code for both men and women. Allowing women to wear yoga pants. Both men and women wearing shorts, etc. There is lack of modesty in the dress code. It is shameful. Dressing like you just came from the gym or will be going for a run after Mass or a game of golf. The clergy not addressing the congregation to not leave after Holy Communion and stay for the final blessing. Remind the congregation your obligation is not fulfilled if you leave right after receiving Holy Communion. Response 2550. During COVID, why didn't the church fight to keep the doors open? Miracles have happened in the past with marching the Eucharist through towns during pandemics. You told the people they don't need the Eucharist. Response 2551. Lack of formation, education, and adoration. Response 2552. I believe half of the Catholic Church believe that is a symbol, not the actual body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it is the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, and if every Catholic believed our faith would be unshakable, but that is a lack of churches not teaching as parents and grandparents putting that into our children and people teaching that this is the body and blood of Christ, not a symbol. Response 2553. Lex orandi, lex credendi, lex vivendi. The holy sacrifice of the Mass is supposed to implicitly teach the one true faith. The form/rubric matters. The traditional Latin Mass teaches the faith better than the novice ordo, which based on statistics since 1970, proves that the NO has failed to teach the faith almost completely. All of the questions in this survey would find their solution in the TLM and if the TLM was promulgated universally once more. In short, if you want to solve the crisis of faith, bring back the primary educator on the faith, which is the Holy Mass, the source and summit of our faith. If it was good enough for 1650 plus years of Catholic saints before 1970, it's good enough for us, too. Response 2554. Some churches in the Cleveland Diocese have removed kneelers and the priest advised the church that as soon as the last person receives the Holy Eucharist that everyone should sit down. It was my parents' parish, so I would visit them and attend Mass. Before Mass started, people in the church would loudly talk and visit. Also, the tabernacle wasn't in the church, it is in a little chapel. All of those things have completely removed any reverence in that particular church. Coming from a very traditional, extremely reverent church in Virginia, it was so very different. Response 2555. Not enough teaching of the truth. In the sermons. Response 2556. Not using the patterns at communion, everything has been stripped away. Response 2557. The widespread practice of receiving Holy Communion in the hand versus on the tongue leads to particle loss, greater risk of dropping a host, pocketing it, etc., as well as creating a more casual environment surrounding the reception of the Eucharist. Response 2558. Failure to equip parents to teach their children about the real presence. Response 2559. Lack of emphasis/catechists on the link between confession and the Holy Eucharist. Response 2560. Failing to follow Vatican II directives. 1. The communion rail was never directly said to be removed. 2. Mass was to be offered in the local language and the entire prayers of the Mass were to be translated, which did not happen. 3. The Mass is supposed to be about the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, not about people. 4. The irony of it all is that Vatican II was to draw the other faiths into the Church. The opposite happened as Catholics instead flocked to other Protestant religions. Response 2561. Strong Catholic teaching in Catholic schools. Response 2562. Abandon the one-year cycle calendar. Too much scripture without enough proper explanation of it. Now we get nonsense explanations of miracles and events in scripture. Also, lack of emphasis on feasts and solemnities as being special and needed. Novenas too and devotions. Many priests don't allow recitation of the rosary either. In other words, there has been a downplaying of the sacred. Response 2563. Not offering the precious blood of Jesus. Response 2564. The reading from Corinthians in which Paul clearly states that to receive the Eucharist in a state of grave sin is to eat and drink condemnation upon oneself has been removed from the Novus Ordo lectionary. People are never confronted with that reading. Response 2565. Modern thought is adverse to Catholicism. Response 2566. Jorge Bergoglio unraveling the faith. The blatant corruption in the Vatican. Removal of Bishop Strickland, excommunication of Cardinal Vigano, and praise of Father Martin. Response 2567. Communion in the hand. Response 2568. Get back to tradition. The traditional Latin Mass is where you will find the true believers in the Eucharist. Also, encouraging regular prayer and fasting. Response 2569. Dances, adult and youth groups participating in singing or presentations on the altar. Priests giving high fives when entering and exiting the church at Mass. Priests and laity not being reverent walking past the tabernacle. Response 2570. Priests openly supporting anti-Catholic rules, supporting politicians with pro-abortion ideas, etc. Response 2571. The laity have given up their role in the church and allowed society to dictate custom. Rather than kneel in Mass throughout the sacrifice and canon, we stand, sing, and greet one another, in Novus Ordo. There is a separation between confession and Eucharist. There is a lack of emphasis on the true role of men in service to God, which undermines hierarchy. Priests prioritize being relatable over exercise of authority to such a degree that they seem casual. Their overall demeanor then affects perception of the true presence, especially if their comedic demeanor does not completely change during Mass. I could go on. God be with us. Response 2572. Catholic schools not teaching an authentic Catholic faith and all teachers taking an oath to uphold those teachings. Response 2573. Standards of dress and respect from laity. Men and women should dress modestly and less casually when seeing our Lord and Savior. We should be dressing to see God, not a picnic. Response 2574. No formal catechism classes happening anymore / laity are not properly catechized. Response 2575. Failure to tell the clergy to dress modestly at Mass. Response 2576. Poor catechesis. Overall disrespect. Novus Ordo Mass. Response 2577. Lack of confessions and education regarding the need for it. Talk of dangers of sin during homilies. Response 2578. Respect in the funding of the Catholic schools. Churches without crucifixes on the outside of the building. Response 2579. People's lack of believing they are sinners. They think they are good. Response 2580. Suppression of the traditional Mass. Pope Francis' scandalous statements. The polarization of the Vatican. Weakness if bishops, cardinals, and the Pope in upholding the magisterial teachings from the time of the early Church Fathers. Ignoring the saints. The horrors and abuses around the time of Vatican II. Response 2581. Eucharistic acclamation by laity after transubstantiation, when we eat this bread and drink this cup. We have been calling the Eucharist bread after transubstantiation for 50 plus years. And waiting for Jesus to come again. He is on the holy altar and in the tabernacle now. Response 2582. The main problem is the Church's acceptance and even promotion of Enlightenment and post-Enlightenment philosophy. Such thinking is logically equivalent to accepting that Adam eating the fruit was a good thing and contradicts the mission of the Church, which is to point to the Eucharist as the source and summit of our faith. All of the problems elucidated in your points come from this fact. Too many in the Church have a modern, scientific view, thus, they view the Church's teaching as anachronistic rather than fundamental to Christ's teaching. Response 2583. The Novus Ordo Mass is the greatest obstacle to recognizing the real presence. The Novus Ordo Mass must be abolished and the Tridentine Latin Rite the only acceptable form of Mass. Response 2584. A general lack of reverence during the whole Mass. The loss mystery and sacredness. Response 2585. There is a lack of emphasis on the reality of sin and hell and the importance of sacrament of confession and the true power of the Mass. Response 2586. To many priests they're just for the paycheck. Laity not involved with making Eucharist bread. Not knowing the difference between body and blood. Not enough penance celebrations. Bishops do not believe. Abandoning Catholic schools. See it just as a symbol. The good news is the payroll, not the gospel. Response 2587. Allowing uneducated, in the Catholic faith itself, or highly educated, secular, Catholics who are unbelieving of the faith to teach in the parishes. Response 2588. Receiving the Holy Eucharist on the tongue. Response 2589. Lack of belief from our priests. It starts in the seminaries and proceeds to congregants. And it starts at the top too with flagrant disregard from the Pope, cardinals and bishops who give Holy Communion unworthily to public figures like Joe Biden and even non-Catholics and known homosexuals. If our prelates don't believe this is sacrilege, why would congregants? Response 2590. Far, far too many worldly priests and bishops and religious that are spoiled, pampered, coddled and entitled. Response 2591. Flip-flops and beachwear to Mass. Teaching reverence to the youngest children, instead of letting them run up and down the aisle. Response 2592. The traditional Latin Mass should be more available and promoted. Response 2593. 1. Failure to encourage proper attire at Mass, X. People showing up in beach attire, pajamas, workout clothes, etc. 2. Failure to encourage women to wear veils. 3. Making unnecessary announcements or thanking staff during Mass. 4. People clapping for the choir. Response 2594. Eating meat on Friday, most are not aware you still have to make a sacrifice. Response 2595. The education and Bible studies are not sufficient at all age levels. Response 2596. Proper attire to attend Mass. Failure of Catholic school catechesis. Improper Sunday school catechesis. Deleting incense and bells. Response 2597. Just an outright, who cares, attitude from a large majority of the clergy. I am not saying they aren't great priests because there are. Response 2598. The lack of teaching about the real presence of Christ to the youth. I grew up going to Catholic schools and feel there was a lack of teaching of the faith, especially since nuns are no longer teachers. I'm from the Chicago area and feel parishes are not teaching youth the faith. That's why so many go off to college and no longer follow the faith. Response 2599. Lifelong Catholic, never was taught about the true presence until I researched 49 years later. Focus must be on catechesis. I witnessed several local parish catechists teaching the children the host is only a symbol. Still to this day we are not catechizing correctly. Response 2600. People being properly catechized, perhaps priest sermons would help. The way the lay people dress is a problem as well. Response 2601. Politicization of the papacy. Perhaps this was once common hundreds of years ago, but it should not be now. Socialism and support for illegal migration should never be pushed forward by the Pope. This is very frustrating and offensive to law-abiding, patriotic Catholics. Pardoning politicians for abortion support also signals an attitude of rules for thee and not for me from the papacy towards influential politicians. The Pope does not seem to support traditional Catholics who protest against and are persecuted for anti-abortion views and activities. I see no support from Rome for those actively keeping the faith in America. This is the greatest threat to Catholicism in my country. Pope only seems supportive of illegal aliens and socialist ideals from what I read in my Catholic Messenger. My bishop is no better. I will not even go into how the church turned its back on all Catholics who did not want to have an experimental medical procedure. COVID vaccine, it is unforgivable, and the church has never admitted what they did was absolutely bad advice disguised as an act of love to get vaccinated. Response 2602. The closing down of churches during COVID. If we believed in the real presence, we would have been running to our churches for protection to the divine physician, Jesus Christ. Response 2603. Failure to talk about sin and its relationship to worthy reception of Holy Communion. Failure to teach about our lives as a sacrifice united with Christ, that our everyday lives become the Mass, where we offer everything in, with, and through Christ to the Father for the salvation of the world. Failure to teach the fear of the Lord and about His justice. Response 2604. Properly vetting RE teachers to see what if they are living in sin, ask them their belief in mortal sin, original sin. Getting rid of Baltimore Catechism. Deacons who tell laity if they missed Mass because of daylight savings, and gives them a dispensation. Having priests who dismiss conservative priests and keep homo or liberal priests. Response 2605. Novus Ordo Missi instead of the Tridentine Rite. Response 2606. Confession offered while people attend Mass, offered at my parish. Attire worn to Mass, fellow parishioners are respectful. Response 2607. Catechism on Patristic Teaching on Real Presence. Response 2608. The combination of all these terrible things. Response 2609. Clerical attire while celebrating Mass. Response 2610. Failure to make the presence of God respected and acknowledged in the church building through silence and reverence at all times, ergo, loss of the sense of the sacred, which a universal language and Gregorian chant contributed to so well. as did having only consecrated hands or sacristans handling sacred vessels. Altar servers should always be boys if possible, as they receive the first steps of orders in God's service toward the priesthood. Response 2611. Watered down catechesis for our youth. Response 2612. Limiting the TLM, priests that freelance and practice a la carte Catholicism.